the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Spirit of God, God's Spirit began to move. And while the Spirit of God was moving, God spoke. And God said something. God said, what did God say? Let there be light. God said, I like to say it like it is in Hebrew. God said, light be. Hallelujah. What did he say? Light be. What happened? And light was. Amen. Amen. That's very important. I don't want you to forget that. So if you read on down, but I'm going to skip all the way down to verse 26, but if you read through from 4 on down to 26, you'll find out God created everything, all the animals, all the plants and everything. He created them. You'll see the sea, the waters, everything God created. But I want to get to us because that's who he gave dominion. So look at verse 26. Are you ready now? I know you've read this before, but look at it again. Faith come by hearing, because that's our main goal we want to talk about. In these hours, all the stuff that's going on, we don't live by what we see. We don't live by what we feel. We put feeling in its right place. It has a place, but it doesn't have the leadership in our lives. Faith does. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let's look at this. What God did, because see, he just made a world and he filled it with all the things. Now he got to have somebody to run it. Amen. So verse 26 says, and God said, and God, who said? God said, can God lie? Didn't we establish that God can't lie? So God said, let us make man. Let us make man in our image. If I could get a little plainer or more direct, I would say it like this. God said, let us make man like us. Notice he made man in his what? Image. Then he made him after his likeness. In other words, God like us. He made us after his likeness. After his likeness. He didn't make somebody he despised to look at. He made us in his likeness. I like the way you look. You look like me, Jimmy. Right. I like you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's why we can laugh, because God laughs too. Amen. God sits in the heaven and he laughs. Because he see this fool is about to be put away from you. Because he had everything an individual could want. And he chose to act the fool. I mean, he was over the commerce of God, the commerce of God. He handled all the wealth of God. Can you imagine? The dealings, he had it. And he acted the fool and tried to take it for himself. Didn't want anything, wasn't liking anything. What reason did he have to do it? Just being a fool. That's where fool come from, the devil. And anybody act like him, they acting like the devil. You know what you're acting like, so I don't have to say it. Amen. You know. But I thank God he made me, he made you in his image, and he made us likable. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. You ever notice in a family setting? Have you ever noticed in a family setting when you are real nice and peaceable and you do things right and godly, your family likes you, but you start acting like an idiot, they don't like you. So you got to make up who you're going to be like, God or the... Hallelujah. Praise God. So let me go on now. Hallelujah. He said, now watch what he said now. And this is what happened to people. They just read the Bible and they don't listen to what's being said. You got to hear what God is saying. He said, this is what he said. Now I'm going to read it on. He said, let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. You know what dominion means? Dominion means dominate, rule, take control, take charge. I'm in charge. I call the shots. y'all gonna get this after a while. See, you don't let the devil come in your life and call shots. No. He bring his thoughts telling you, you this and that, you can't do this. Lord have mercy. In the early days of my life, I listened to that junk. And I was so bound up, and I just felt like about that talk. I couldn't do nothing. I wasn't anybody. But I found out in the Word who I am. Amen. So he said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, telling them what to have dominion over. Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. How much of the earth? I want y'all to hear that. Because see, we have this thing. We have this thing. I'm going to be this brutally frank and upfront with the scripture. We have this thing that God's in control. We got it in our songs and stuff, but we're going to get that stuff out. God's in control of this earth. God, if God's in control of this earth, I'm telling you, he's doing a poor, poor, poor job. Babies are dying, being aborted from the womb. There's robbing, there's killing, women are being raped. There's all kind of catastrophe going on, storms and tornadoes and disasters and plagues and disease, and people are suffering from malnutrition. You just go, and he's in control of that and call that good? Come on, y'all, let's get real. God is not in control of that. And we said, God's in control. You know why? So we sit back and do nothing. That's why people say that, well, it's God doing it. No, he's not. How can you call him good and doing all that evil? And so he said, have dominion over all, everything, over all the earth, not some of the earth. And then he said, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth. That's what he said before he made it. He spoke man destiny. He said what man should be like. He said what man should do. And then he said in verse 27, and God created man. He spoke man who he is, that he'll be like me. He'll be a master. He'll be a ruler. He'll take dominion. He'll take charge. He'll rule. He'll reign. Then in verse 27, he said, and God created him that way. What did God say to the light? Light be. What have light been doing ever since he said light be? What have light? Have light changed? Light is still being light. Now why? And you see why the devil trying to come up and make you be something that you're not? I am light because God is light. And so I'm going to walk in the light if he's in the light. Hallelujah. That's good to me myself. Amen. God created man in his own image. In the image of God. Do you understand? Now that you're born again, we'll get to all that in a minute. But in the image of God, he created you, you, and you. And you have no business struggling. You have no business living in sin. You have no business failing in life. You have no business being in strife. You have no business being filled with weariness and depression and all the things that cause people to be depressed and want to take their lives and don't want to live and then want to be violent. You have no business being that way.